Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. Today, we're diving into a superpower that feels more elusive than ever in our world of laser focus. You know what I mean. That state where distractions melt away, thoughts crystallize, and you just flow. It's like being plugged directly into the Matrix, but without the leather trench coats and dodgy dance moves. And guess what? We don't need some futuristic tech to unlock this. The ancient Greeks had a pretty good handle on it, thanks to their philosophy of Stoicism. Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots, okay? It's about recognizing the things you can control, your thoughts, your actions, and letting go of what you can't, like traffic jams or that one coworker who always steals the last slice of pizza. And trust me, this applies to everything from crushing your deadlines at work to navigating those awkward family gatherings. So, how do we cultivate this Stoic superpower? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Know your dichotomy. The Stoics were big on recognizing the opposites in life, good and bad, pleasure and pain. They understood that clinging to one side or fearing the other creates suffering. So, how do we apply this today? Think about those things that really bug you: traffic, a demanding boss, the constant notifications on your phone. Instead of getting caught up in the negativity, acknowledge it, accept it, and then focus on what's within your control. Maybe you can choose a different route to work, delegate some tasks at the office, or set those darn notifications to do not disturb mode. 2. The power of negative visualization. This one sounds a bit intense, right? But hear me out. It's not about dwelling on negativity, it's about consciously imagining potential setbacks. By doing this, you prepare yourself mentally and emotionally for challenges, making them less daunting when they actually arise. Imagine, for example, that big presentation you have coming up. Instead of just hoping everything goes smoothly, visualize a few possible scenarios where things might not go perfectly. Then, come up with backup plans. You'll be amazed at how much calmer and confident you feel knowing you've already thought through the tough stuff. 3. The art of journaling. Ever feel like your brain is a jumbled mess of thoughts? Stoic journaling can help. It's not just about writing down your daily to-do lists, it's about actively reflecting on your experiences, identifying your emotions, and understanding your values. Think of it as a mental gym workout for your mind. By consistently practicing this, you become more aware of your inner world, allowing you to make conscious choices instead of reacting impulsively. 4. Seek wisdom. The Stoics were big on learning from the greats, philosophers, mentors, and even everyday people who had overcome challenges. Read books, listen to podcasts, engage in conversations with wise individuals, surround yourself with knowledge and inspiration. You'll be amazed at how much you can learn from others' experiences. 5. Live in the present moment. It sounds cliché, but seriously, focus on now. Dwelling on the past or worrying about the future steals your energy and clarity. Practice mindfulness techniques. Take a few deep breaths, savor each bite of your meal, truly listen when someone is speaking to you. By grounding yourself in the present moment, you create space for focused thinking and action. Okay, so imagine this. You're staring at that never-ending email inbox, feeling overwhelmed and paralyzed by all those tasks. Your mind is racing, thoughts bouncing around like popcorn kernels in a hot pan. Then you remember what we talked about today, the Stoic exercises, the power of negative visualization, the importance of focusing on the present moment. You take a deep breath, acknowledge the stress, but then you shift your focus. You prioritize those emails, tackle one at a time, and before you know it, that overwhelming inbox feels manageable again. This isn't magic, folks, it's Stoic wisdom applied to everyday life. It takes practice, consistency, and a willingness to embrace the power of our own minds. Remember, clarity is not something you stumble upon, it's something you cultivate. And today, we took the first steps together. So, what are you going to do with this newfound clarity? Which Stoic exercise resonates most with you? Share your thoughts in the comments below, and let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe to Clarity First for more practical wisdom that cuts through the noise and helps you live a more focused, fulfilling life. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.